This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Ukrainians prayed for those fighting on the front lines as they marked Orthodox Easter Sunday in Kyiv and beyond the Ukrainian capital. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
As choruses from the cathedral choir rang out, worshippers crowded inside St. Volodymyr's Cathedral in Kyiv, praying for peace and better days. Kyiv resident Valentina Atamanyuk had mixed feelings about what her country was going through. The feeling of pain and at the same time joy that we're managing, that the country and the people are united and we are defending and fighting. Alexandra Papravkina, who lives in Bakhmut in the eastern Donbas region, said this Easter is not like Easter's past in Ukraine. Yes, this Easter is unusual. We have a war right now, and it is extremely tragic. I'm looking forward to having peace. I'm waiting for people to reach an agreement. Serviceman Mikhailo is happy that the capital is now more peaceful. It's a great relief that now it's quiet and nothing is exploding in Kyiv, and we can come to church and not wear the helmet to protect my head. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was set to meet in Kyiv with two top American officials, Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. Zelensky announced the visit of Blinken and Austin to the Ukrainian capital, although Washington has declined to confirm the trip. It would be the two highest-ranking officials to go to Ukraine since Russia invaded its neighbor 2 months ago. In each of the past 2 weeks, U.S. President Joe Biden has approved $800 million in shipments of arms for Ukraine, along with $500 million in economic assistance. You can keep up on all the stories from Ukraine at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden on Sunday commemorated the 107th anniversary of the start of what he called the Armenian Genocide, issuing a statement in memory of the 1.5 million Armenians who, in his words, were deported, massacred, or marched to their deaths in a campaign of extermination. The statement did not reference the Russian invasion of Ukraine, which Biden has called a genocide, yet Biden used the anniversary to lay down a set of principles for foreign policy as the United States and its allies arm Ukrainians and impose sanctions on Russia. Biden said, quote, "We renew our pledge to remain vigilant against the corrosive influence of hate in all its forms." He said, "We recommit ourselves to speaking out and stopping atrocities that leave lasting scars on the world." Biden fulfilled a campaign promise by calling the Armenian genocide a genocide for the first time last year. Past White Houses had avoided that word for decades out of a concern that NATO member Turkey could be offended. Rescuers say 10 people who were retrieved from the frigid sea and the rocky coast of a northern Japanese national park have died a day after a tour boat with 26 people aboard sank in rough waters. The search for the others is still ongoing Sunday after the boat sent a distress call saying it was sinking. The location near the Kashuni waterfall is known as a difficult place to maneuver boats because of its rocky coastline and strong tide. The boat was carrying two crew and 24 passengers, including two children. Japan's transport ministry launched an investigation into the boat's operator, which had two accidents last year. The ministry says it's looking into safety standards and the decision to conduct the tour despite the rough weather. France began voting in a presidential runoff election on Sunday. It's a race between incumbent Emmanuel Macron and far-right politician Marine Le Pen. Macron is in pole position to win re-election in the country's presidential runoff, yet his lead over Le Pen depends on one major uncertainty, and that is voters who could decide to stay home. A Macron victory in this vote could have far-reaching repercussions for Europe's future direction and Western efforts to stop the war in Ukraine. This would make him, if he is to win the runoff, the first French president in 20 years to win a second term in office. Recapping our top stories this hour, Ukrainians prayed for those fighting on the front lines as they marked Orthodox Easter Sunday in the capital and beyond. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.